somebody backstage just hugged me so hard, I don't need a mammogram this year. So Montreal, it's Saturday night. I know it's Saturday because that's what it said on my pill caddy. I love Montreal. I didn't know what to wear to Just for Laughs, one of the most important nights of my life. My mom asked me why I always dress like a mime. And I'm like, so I was here a couple of years ago, and since then I've gotten very spiritual because the material thing didn't work out like I had planned. And I've become vegan between meals. I'm very, not quite there yet. I've been eating healthier though, and I have to say when I eat healthier, I feel so much hungrier and weaker and more deprived and a little gassy. But I, now that I'm in my 50s, I find that I gain weight just by looking at a cake that I'm finishing. I'm very, I lost 2 pounds recently though, mostly bone loss. I don't care. I'm gonna get back to my high school weight. I was a cheerleader in high school, yeah. I wasn't on the team. I was just really positive about everything. I know I should work out to lose weight, right? So I got one of these Fitbits to motivate myself. You know, that bracelet that logs how many steps you take and it sends it to your computer. But it always made me feel guilty and anxious and self-loathing. It was kind of like wearing my mother. But I lost my Fitbit, yeah. But it was still racking up points. Like 260,000 every day. I'm like, some Olympian found my Fitbit. And then I found it in the dryer. I don't have time to work out. A typical day for me, I wake up, and it's hard to wake me up because I'm a deep sleeper. And I once slept through an earthquake and college. And so I wake up, I check Twitter and Facebook, and then I eat dinner. And some of you are on that page. And then I'm up all night because I'm an insomniac. Other insomniacs here, maybe too tired to raise your hand. I see a few of you. Yeah. I'm not a worrier. I wonder things. I lie in bed and wonder things like, what is Adele's last name? How does somebody know that they're going to be good at the luge? And why does my raincoat say dry clean only? Sometimes I watch TV and I order things off of the TV. Do you do that? Like I've ordered a juicer, yeah? And a spin spa, and a shake weight, and a magic bullet, and an Abra, and a zoo towel, and a slap chop, and a drop stop, and a Brazilian butt lift, and a chia pet, and a sham wow, and another juicer. Anybody else? And then sometimes I watch the cooking shows, and I don't know how to cook. Like, even my dog's like, I'm eating out tonight. My husband's like, why do you bother watching the cooking shows? And I'm like, I don't know, I'm fascinated. I might learn something. You never know, you know? I also watch all the true crime shows, honey. People give me books to read in the middle of the night. Like somebody gave me that book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. My housekeeper gave that to me. No, I'm my housekeeper, but a friend gave it to me. And if you haven't read The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, I'm going to save you the money. Basically, it says, get rid of everything in your home that doesn't bring you joy. So I threw the book away. Then somebody gave me that book, 50 Shades of Grey. I know, right? I haven't read that because it's about kinky sex, right? And I'm not into reading. So Now, the kinkiest thing I do, my husband and I sext each other. We send each other pictures to turn each other on. Like, I will send my husband a picture of me returning clothes. And he will send me a picture of him emptying the dishwasher. But I've never done anything really, like, I've never been tied up. I've been stood up by a guy who said he was tied up. But one time, my husband asked me to dress up for him, woo, as a nurse. Yeah, because that was his fantasy, you know, that we had health coverage. We couldn't get health coverage because both my husband and I have pre-existing conditions. You know, we are people. And who doesn't have something, right? Like sciatica, psoriasis, arthritis. I have bad vision. I'm almost blind. Yeah, like even my hindsight isn't 20/20. And my husband suffers from migraines, and it's terrible. But I use it when I'm not in the mood. I'm like, not tonight, honey. You have a headache. The last time my husband and I made love, I thought it would be really funny if afterwards I put my glasses on and said, oh, it's you. But it wasn't him. Thank you very much, Montreal. Thank you.
Test. This is rock and roll.
The Erect Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Ohl from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Fuck!
Mama's Boys and Freedom Fighters from the album Plug It In. And that was, yes, Mama's Boys. And before that, you had Wendy Liebman, The Kinkiest Thing I Do. And you're listening to me, Liam Burke, on The Liam Burke Show. Now, just that I've forgotten for so long, because I'm so old, because I forget a lot of things. A good friend of mine over in Ottawa, Mr. Brent Culk, listening in there at the minute. We do have chats on and off, and Brent sends music every so often, so I'm looking for him to send some more to me, and I'll play it here. Not right, Brent. How are you doing? Hope everyone's over there is fantastic, and you're not roasting away like we're being washed away here with the rain. So you are listening to me, Liam Burke, on The Liam Burke Show. We have some more tracks coming up from Mr. Roy Shields, two more tracks from his album, Nowhere Special, which you can check out on royshields.com. You can also check out Tennessee Champagne on tnchampagne.com and go to them to get their new album, which is a self-titled album, Tennessee Champagne. Check it out. Thanks to Mickey Southern Duffy for telling me all about them and put me in contact with them guys, because they're absolutely brilliant, and there's lots more that Mickey does be looking around, and he sends me more music as well, so we'll have a lot more of that over the next while coming up. So anyway, I do hope you're well. Another week, another God knows what it is at the minute, so we're just going to keep moving on this train. And here is The Cult and Wildflower, and that's not easy to say. If you've been drinking, it could be different. Anyway, Wildflower.
Every time you are near me and you try.
Yeah, The Cult and Wildflower. That's especially for Brent out there in Ottawa. yes, I know he'll be sitting back saying, oh, you mentioned me twice. There you go, Brent. I'll mention a few more times before we finish as well. The new album, I said, from Roy Shields is out. You can get it on royshields.com. Go check it out. There's plenty of packages that's going on there with Roy. The new album has 15 tracks on it. It's called Nowhere Special, and it's €15. And also last year, he had an album called Big Kiss, and there's 15 tracks on it too. So go to him and go and see what kind of deals there is. There's great deals on the interweb, and you can get his new album. Absolutely brilliant, Nowhere Special. Here is a track from Nowhere Special. I have to see where I've got. Oh, yes. It is called Down.
Stepping from the cold, get warm by the fire, where the kids getting old and the great minds collide. I feel like a storm.
You're broken and you're bruised. You feel at home to lose.
Yeah. There you go. That was Blackstone Cherry and the song Again. If you want to get in contact with me, maybe give me your list of songs that you would like played here on the Liam Burke Show, and comedy links as well if you have some, because I'd love to hear from different comedies. When I go through comedy all over the week, I'd be looking to see what I can play, and then stuff pops up and that's what you get when I hear it. So if you've got any suggestions for songs, for comedy links, for bands that you know out there that you like, just to throw them at me, why not hit me up on liamburkshow.com, Facebook Liam Burke Show, Spotify, Castbox, Instagram, and also you can get me on guitarstony1969@gmail.com, and I will do my best to play them. You hear me, Brent? You hear? Yes, lots more coming up anyway. Last week I was talking to Chris Kelly from Tennessee Champagne, and their new album is the self-titled album. It is, of course, Tennessee Champagne, and here is a track from that, Can't Get Over You.
Scratching names off that old oak tree.
There's Can't Get Over You by Tennessee Champagne, self-titled album, the new album. Go to TennesseeChampagne.com and do buy their new album. I have another track of theirs coming up later on the show. It's a track called Thunder in the Mountains. No, it's not the same as last week. Mountains in My Bones was last week. So that coming up as well. And I've, yes, I know you're anticipating where I walked this week. I know you're sitting waiting. Come on, Liam, tell us where you walked this week. Well, I didn't walk this week because I was a lazy shit this week. I took the old body said, Liam, slow down, take a break. And I kind of listened to it sometimes, not all the times, but sometimes. And I did take the lazy way out of it this week. So that's why you're not going to hear anything about walking. But there's plenty of places to walk. And there's plenty of walks that we are still going to do yet. I want to travel up to the Mourne Mountains. There's lots of places to travel on. So I will tell you about them when it comes around. But at the minute, I had none because I'm a lazy, lazy basket case. I've got some more comedy coming up from you, for you by Mitra Jurari. Having a Medically Bad Personality is coming up. But before that, I've got Led Zeppelin, or I mean Greta Van Fleet. And here is Age of Man.
We'll be right back. don't listen to any other podcast show bar the Liam Burke Podcast Show.
It's Mitra Johari, and I am so excited to be here tonight for a million reasons, but I'm mostly really excited to be here because I actually just moved to Los Angeles, California from New York City. Yeah, it is so exciting to be here. I moved here for a really unique reason. I decided to be the first person in recorded human history to simultaneously pursue both writing and performing. So, yeah. And, you know, people have a lot of reasons why they're interested in pursuing acting and the arts in general, and I actually chose to do it because of a beautiful quote that I will share with you tonight from William Shakespeare, which is, "The stage, all the world is it." And for those of you, you know, I don't want to be exclusionary to our crowd who is not in the arts. William Shakespeare, Hey, yeah, it's 2019. Don't you think it's about time we had a female William Shakespeare? Yeah. She is the writer, director, and star of the Saw movies. And she's also me mom. But I'm actually not on the show to do comedy tonight. I'm here, I'm here because I am looking for a roommate here in Los Angeles. I'm having a really hard time finding a roommate because of a recent diagnosis. I just found out I have a medically fucking bad personality. So my family and I are not in a good place, but I've decided to forge forward with my bad career and pursue the arts. So I just want to come out of the show with a roommate. So no pressure, but here are a few fun facts about me so you can make an informed decision on whether or not you want to live with me. First of all, I think it goes without saying, pussy hat slay, I'm a feminist. Yeah, I believe women should have the right to vote. And if you disagree with me, the exit is that way. Unless you look like anyone I've ever dated, in which case I'll suck your dick right off your body. For the rest of our lives, until one of us dies, and I will be the one who dies first, because I will internalize both of our anxieties without acknowledgement or complaint. You know, I'm not one of those lame feminists, right, ladies? You know what I'm talking about, guys in the house? I'm not a lame feminist, right? I'm a guy's girl. I'm a total guy's girl. I'm a guy's girl. I'm a guy's girl. I'm a guy's girl. I'm a guy's girl. It's easier for me to talk to guys than girls. It's easier to talk to girls. I'm not like other girls. You know what I mean? I'm not like other girls. I'm not like other girls. I'm not like other girls because, like, I fucking suck. I'm not coming here ill-equipped, you know. I went to the New York Piss School of Shit, where I studied performing arts. I majored in eating ass for the camera. And I minored in co-opting queer narratives for my own profit. And I think it's really important to keep your instrument alive. So now that I've moved here, I have started taking improv classes. For those of you in the crowd who don't know what improv is, it's that thing where 47 identical, 6-foot-tall, cis straight white men crowd around one very small woman, screaming non sequiturs for 30 minutes straight, and all try to fuck her after. Yeah. So I'm an old soul. Obviously, I love, like, black lace gloves. And, like, random music, like the Beatles. And I'm obviously an empath. Ow. Okay, somebody on this side of the room is sad. And if you notice anything kind of interesting about me, I actually just recently finished a study abroad in Britain. I had a 1 hour long layover in London, so if I slip into the accent, that's why. I learned so much there. Right now, I'm actually crashing on my 58-year-old boyfriend, his couch. So I'm not sleeping in the bed with him, but I'm staying with him. He resents me because I turned 19. It's really fun being his girlfriend. He is a director. he sort of specializes in black and white movies. And if you're not like in the industry, you probably don't know that black and white is code for auteur, which is a term that is industry speak for rapist. And he's not here tonight, which is okay. He's actually in rehab because he's addicted to hamburgers. But it's really important for me to have him in my life because I'm actually sort of damaged goods. I've been married 6 times before. Husband number 1 divorced me in seconds because he thought he was marrying my twin. Husband number 2 divorced me in seconds because he was my twin. Husband number 3, this one's on me, beach wedding, swapped out to sea, sad. Husband number 4, Jimmy Fallon. Biggest fan. Husband number 5, also my fault. He was a horse, so things didn't work out, but not for the reasons you'd think. Husband number 6, TBD. Just kidding. My holes haven't been filled in a really long time. I know what you're thinking. This girl's BF probably dumps his scalding hot stinky seed into her all the time. But the answer is no. I mean, my uterus is so fucking empty right now, I'm basically using it as a purse. And honey, you know I'm keeping breath mints in there. Fresh breath, cause you never know who you're gonna kiss on the dick. So I wrote that. Yeah! So I think I've pretty much made my case. If you guys want to live with me, please form a queue outside, and that is British for line. My name is Mitra Johari. Goodbye.
Hey, it's Ben Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you. You're damn right.
I've always known that
Yeah, there you go. That's Queensryche and Eyes of a Stranger. And I was just looking at the one of the actors in the film, because most of the time the videos for the music were actors that were using it, and as the actors in it is, he was in, I think it was Karate Kid Part 62 or something, and he's in that one as well. Now, speaking of which, the other night, as you know, I like to watch a little bit of Freddy Krueger, and as it's coming up to the time of the year, that is all coming around, which is fantastic, and I have a new costume coming. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I have a new costume coming as well. And it was all thanks to Bookbench Designs in England, and Clive over there, if you're looking for any stuff, does absolutely fantastic stuff. But anyway, I was sitting watching part 3 of 8 of Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street. And on a little side note to that, if you look at President Kennedy, when he was shot on Elm Street. And all I'm saying to you conspiracy theorists out there, that Freddy Krueger done a lot of murdering on Elm Street. I'm only saying, just let me throw it out to you, President Kennedy was killed on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger killed on Elm Street. So there, put two and two together, and I've come up with 19. Anyway, here's the track from that actual part 3, Nightmare on Elm Street, which was Dream Warriors, and it is, of course, Dokken. And it was only back when I was doing the jukebox Saturday night that I realised that Dokken done the music to it. Anyway, here is Dokken with Dream Warriors. We'll be right back. There you go.
Who are those guys?
Dokken and Dream Warriors from the movie Dream Warriors and Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger. And if you're looking for it, you know the piece where the girl ends up in the television, she wants to be a film actress, and he pulls her into the television and goes, "Prime time, bitch!" Just thought I'd put that on for you. So I hope that doesn't give anyone any nightmares. Also, if you look at Patricia Arquette is in that. She of, she's of Medium later on in our life, in our film actressing. And that is, she's in it as well. Very young Patricia Arquette in it. So it's getting near that time of the year. This is better than Christmas. Way better than Christmas. Now, I was looking earlier on as I was playing you some Mama's Boys earlier on, Freedom Fighters, and I decided to play this one. It is Mama's Boys from the album Turn It Up. It is Face to Face.
Yeah.
Mama's Boys and Face to Face from the Turn It Up album. Now, I got some more comedy coming up for you, and then I got some more great music coming up as well after you, as in another track from Tennessee Champagne as well, from their album, Tennessee Champagne, and it's Thunder in the Mountains. That's coming up after. Lunel and Retiring from Sex.
Hi, everybody. I'm so happy to be here. It's my first time in Montreal. I've been here almost 12 days. I haven't found anybody to have sex with yet. Very sad about that. I have a fabulous hotel room. All alone. But, you know, that's why sometimes you have to take matters into your own hands. As a matter of fact, I don't know if any of you have ever thought of coming to the end of your sexual career. Being my age, you would think that I was slow to fuck down. But that's not what's going on. I'm actually going to put this shit to a halt. I got about maybe 55 or 60 good fucks left in me, and I'm through. I'm shutting this shit down. I have been fucking hard since 1979. I'm about to shut this shit down. I've done every fucking thing that I can do. I can't do it no more. I've done, you know, everywhere, fucking inside the house, outside the house, in the front yard, in the backyard, on the grass, in the gravel, in the dirt, in the pool, in the jacuzzi, clothes on, clothes off, in the living room, on the couch, on the carpet, on the floor, in the kitchen, on the table, on the counter, on the washing machine, on the dryer, in the kids' room, in the parents' room, in the attic, in the basement, butter, lotion, honey, baby oil, twosomes, threesomes, foursomes, fivesomes, beer, liquor, pills, cocaine, mushrooms, quaaludes. I can't do nothing else. I can't do nothing. Fucking done it all. And that's why, you know, masturbation has become my friend. Sometimes you get in those dry spells, you know, like when you done broke up with your significant other and your side piece is nowhere to be found and shit. And that, you know, my girlfriend was trying to turn me on to vibrators and stuff. She's like, oh, you should try the pill. Oh, you should try the bullet. I'm like, look at this pussy, bitch. Who is that for, Barbie? The vibrator I have at home, you got to start it up like this. Have any of y'all ever came so hard that afterwards you just bust the fuck out laughing? Have you ever had that experience? I have. Have you ever just been like, oh, God, oh, shit, oh, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Woo. But you know what? I have found one thing that's universal in men, whether you're in Canada, whether you're in the United States, whether you're in Nigeria, whether you're in Hawaii, it doesn't matter. Universally, all over the world, men love motherfucking head. They love that oral sex. They love to get that motherfucking dick sucked all over the goddamn country. That's what they love. It unifies you. Ladies, you may as well take your titties, cut them off, and throw them in the fucking garbage. They don't even care about that, you know. Don't even play with them no more. If you suck a mean dick, you can run the fucking world. And here's the thing about it. Men, what you need to know is that, like, we'll do it. You know, it's more than a notion for us to fucking do it. I mean, it's called a blow job for a reason, you know? It's not a blow vacation. Shit, blowing don't even have nothing to do with it. I wish it did. I wish all we had to do was go, you good? It's not the case. And, you know, we really have to put in work. First of all, you know, 17 or 18 sucks, and somebody needs to get fucked around here. That's all I'm saying. That shit is foreplay. Okay, 25 or 30 if it's Christmas or your birthday. And you got to go down, up, that's one suck. And we be counting, us women, because we're like, oh, one, two, three. Come on, motherfucker, what's the deal? It's foreplay. That's what it is. And don't be trying to, you know, like, come on her face and shit like that. Like, come on her titties. Come on her ass. Come on her feet. Get creative. You know, I've had enough strep throat, earaches, and pink eye to last me a motherfucking lifetime. Oh, they used to try to talk that shit about, oh, it's good for your skin. Really? Why don't you jack off and rub it on your own fucking face then? It's to your pristine complexion. And I remember the good old days. I remember the good old days, ladies and gentlemen. You know the good old days? When you get ready to suck a man's dick and it was hard when we put it in our fucking mouth. If the sight of your woman drying off in the bathroom doesn't give you an erection, you might need to up your Obamacare or go to the motherfucking Veterans Hospital or some shit like that. You got penile erectile dysfunction. Like, who sucked this motherfucker? We don't want to chase it around the goddamn apartment. I need you men to also be a little bit more attentive in your gift giving. You know, it's summer now, but the holiday season is going to come upon us. And we need you to put some more thought into the gift giving. You know, I know that love is blind and you see your mate in a certain type of way and shit. I know that my boyfriend did, but he bought me a gift one time. It was just, I don't know who the fuck he was thinking of. He said, okay, mommy, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to put out your hand. When I give you this present, I want you to put it on for daddy. I said, oh my God, it's a ring. Okay, so closed my eyes. And I put my hands out and he gave me this. And he like, put it on. So I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do with this motherfucker. I was like, I could put it on the regular way, baby, but you ain't gonna never see this bitch again. You know, I could put it on the regular way, but this gonna roll up tighter than a rubber band on the newspaper if I put this on. And I'm not trying to be shady, but I don't know what type of little Vietnamese triangular pussy you have to fit in this little area right here. Well, I'm a grown-ass black woman from Arkansas. If I put this shit on, I'm gonna have pussy lips hanging out on this side, this side. You'll never see this part no more, that's it. Montreal, thank you so much, you guys.
This is Gene Simmons of KISS.
Hey, this is Goldust. Goldust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
All right, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this is ODB, Dirk McGirt.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit, Rock City. This is Kid Rock, and you are listening
to The Liam Burke Show.
My granddaddy was a hell of a man. Jogger to school from a can. Broke his back for 43 years. Gave it all to the factory in his blood, sweat, and tears. In the mountains. Drug himself home to his wife and kids. Well, didn't have much, but the kids always did. Out on the drive, said his pride and joy. That 66 Chevy that was far from a toy. In the mountains.
in the mountain.
There you go, Tennessee Champagne and Thunder in the Mountains from the new album, Tennessee Champagne. Go check it out at tnchampagne.com. Why not? Absolutely fantastic. Now, you know that I'm big into cars and that I've got plenty of cars. Well, not plenty of cars. I've got cars that I like to go fast and maybe just look good in. Who knows? Something to improve my looks has to be worth a shot. Anyway, here is Sammy Hagar with I Can't Drive 55.
I'm gone. I'm out of here.
There you go, Sammy Hagar, and I Can't Drive 55. Yeah, that's for all you motorheads out there. It's brilliant. I love watching them videos back and back again because they are really class videos instead of the crap you get nowadays. But it is great looking back. Hair, makeup, the whole lot. And that's just on the guys. Now, seeing as we are going in with that kind of 80s stuff, why not throw in a bit of this as well? And this is Rat, back for more. You're back for more, and Rat, are you thirsty for more? Yes, there you go, that's back in living the 80s again, and so much more. I'm hoping, I'm not just sure yet, I haven't decided just yet. Next week is, well, actually it's in around this time that the Isle of Wight Festival was on. And I want, not the Isle of Wight, what was it? I think it was the Isle of Wight, wasn't it? Anyway, look, I'll do a bit of homework, because you know I never do anyway in the meantime. But I will next week play, I will next week actually play, tracks from that festival, and I want to play it for you for next week. It's been I meant to play it actually this week, and it completely went out of my head, so I'm going to play it next week for you. So do stick around, and I hope you maybe if you want to let me know before next Monday, because as you know I pre-record them on Monday, but don't tell anyone that. And I have a couple more tracks before I finish off this week. I'm just so distracted this week. I want to play this one for Tina McKenna. She loves this man. Here is Sundown.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. She's been looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Every move that a man could make, getting lost in her loving is your first mistake. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again. It's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care, if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. It's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
That's especially for you, Tina. Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot. I know he's one of your favourite artists. That's why I like to play him here every so often. For you especially. And it also goes out to Evie Diamond. All the way over in Battle Creek. Now, coming toward the end of the show for this week. And all I've left to say is turn up the radio. Till next week. Oh yes, if you want to get in contact with me, why not hit me up on guitarstoney1969@gmail.com. LiamBurkeShow.com. You can get me on Facebook, LiamBurkeShow, Spotify, Castbox, and Instagram. Why not hit me up and let me know? And remember, folks, till next week, take care. And remember, stay safe, stay home. Take care. See you all soon. Sweet dreams.